Stephen Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sweet Scottsdale, Arizona.
Today, Jill and I talk about bank financing on land 101. You have a great deal, you don't have enough money, or you're going to go, you already bought a piece of property with your own money or any way else, and you're going to want to sell it to somebody who's going to go to a bank and get financing. We're seeing that a lot now.
Mm-hmm. I would like to pause for a moment, just talk about, for those of you who are not watching, I just got stopped with the funniest comment, which was, Jill, where's the bottom of your blouse? You can't tell. It looks like it goes way down on the screen. It's there. It exists.
Then I said, you know, is that okay? And yeah. Then I corrected myself and said,
huh, might improve our numbers.
Yeah. That's where I am.
Let's see what Jill's wearing today.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free. And if you're already a Land Academy member, please join us on Discord.
Vic wrote, I have a closing next week, and there is physical access, but it's via a private road. The title company's added the following in the exception sections. That would be called Schedule B. And I wanted to see if that clause is normal and if it would be a problem for me when I'm selling the property.
Like always.
I was looking for the comment.
That's it. I mean, there's a lot of comments on this. Mm-hmm. And here's my take on it. The vast majority of Schedule B exceptions on title policies say we don't insure the fact that this property has access.
Good, bad, or otherwise.
So, that's just a
template. Yeah, we're not going to promise anything.
They don't even check it. It's just a sentence that they include in there. Among several other things that the title policy doesn't
cover.
Yeah, it doesn't cover. So, no, I wouldn't. This doesn't concern me at all. I mean, I would check out the physical details of the private road. Is there a gate? Because that might cause some problems. Mm-hmm. That may change your mind. If the private road is maintained by a neighbor and the access to your property is through that private road, if this is actually the truth and it's not just language, template language in the Schedule B title exception for the title policy, that could pretty dramatically affect how people get there to see the property to see if they want to buy it. Mm-hmm. And or if they do buy it, and somebody puts up a gate because it is their private road, that's a problem.
So I think there's two kinds of private. There's like your neighbor's private road, and then there's the public utility, there's APS, you know, the power service private road. So you have to do some digging. I was going to add, I had this come up yesterday, and people say things too. You have to really do your own homework. Don't believe everything that one person says. Like someone said, oh, that's a private road, and now you're believing it. It might not be true. So I had someone, an agent came up. We have a property that we're selling ourselves. And we got a phone call from an agent in the area who said, hey, I'd love to help you guys sell this property. We put a sign in the ground, right? And she obviously saw it and called the sign. And she told my transaction coordinator, oh, by the way, because it's only a half acre, you need an acre to build in this area. But she's all excited to list and sell the property. I'm like, I'm not sure I believe her, you know? My transaction coordinator passed that on, and I said, that's nice. Just because one person says that doesn't mean it's right. She could have heard that from somebody else. She could have heard, you know, in this area, and maybe it's a subdivision, maybe it's this part, not the whole county, you know, kind of thing. And she's just regurgitating it because it applied to her on one situation.
This is a topic for the Showing Up for Life program that Jill and I are launching this fall.
Yeah.
And it falls under this title, Question Everything. Yeah. This goes for everything in life. Question everything. Don't take people's words for it, especially this day and age where everyone has a vested interest to be as loud as they can on the internet and get as much attention as they can, including with just saying completely false stuff. So, yeah, I agree with you completely, Jill.
Thank you.
You got to check it out. Not even like two times. I would find out.
Dig
for
a little bit.
Real.
Spend a couple hours.
Get a
dig to the bottom of it.
Get a lawyer if you need to, if there's enough money in the deal. But find out whether there's physical and legal access on your property. And the last person I would ask is a real estate agent.
Yeah, that's true. Perfect.
Yeah, your property sucks. You need an acre to build. It's only a half acre and there's no access, but I'd love to list it. I think it's worth $40,000.
I can handle this. What the heck?
Today's topic, Bank Financing on Land 101. This is the meat of the show.
Why would I ever want bank financing on land?
There's a couple situations. I mean, let's say you're buying it.
You know, and I don't have the money?
On the acquisition side.
Oh, I got ways around that.
You got a great deal. You don't have the money. Land Academy is totally set up for that. Like, we encourage that. We encourage you, if you have the right personality type and you understand data a little bit, or you have Jill's happiness factor.
Or a good deal. Just flat out a good deal.
My point is, if you have any of that and no money, it doesn't matter. All you need to do is find a great deal. That's why we're here.
Exactly.
We have a whole section of Land Academy called landfunding.com. In fact, it has its own phone number and email address now.
I'll share all that at the end.
So we'll happily take a look at your deal. No deal's too big, no deal's too small, and no deal's too stupid.
Right.
We're finding out. We've had deal funding for a long time. We're calling it land funding now. Mm-hmm. And we're finding out after talking to people that they're like, yeah, I don't know if my deal's good enough. We'll submit it. We'll take a look.
We'll check it out.
We'll tell you.
Well, that's part of it. Yeah, I'll help you. I'll teach you. I'll make sure you don't make a mistake.
Yeah.
That's one of the huge, and boy, we've done that. You better believe we wouldn't be sliding in on 16,000 deals without making a mistake or several.
Sliding in on. I like it.
Thank you. So that's one scenario.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So people do, I think a lot of people do this on houses and they think that you have to. It's like a normal thing. People are like, I need to get, you know, bank financing, and like you just said, you don't. So, what are the best cases and worst case scenarios here?
Well, on the acquisition side, we just covered it. If to get acquisition financing just for a flip doesn't make sense at all, in my opinion, to go anywhere except for private financing, which is what Land Academy financing is. And there's all kinds of people all over the place that do this, not just us. We just happen to be the best and the easiest to get through.
And experienced.
Right. So, but there's a huge other component, which will open up your sales channel times 80, is we're seeing now, Jill and I are seeing now, conventional normal financing from companies like Bank of America and Wells Fargo and huge mainstream banks. I'm not plugging those banks at all, because most of the people here will agree with me. Big banks suck. The local ones and smaller ones are great. And so if you bring them, a property that has pretty good access, county road access, and it's okay from a size standpoint, it's got all the 5 A's, mm-hmm. then they're going to take a look at your deal. And this is the first time in my career I can say that. My first time in a land career. They really will look at, we're seeing deals. We don't have any personal experience selling property with financing like that. Oh, actually, we do. There's a couple deals now that I'm thinking about it that got sold with financing on them. Mm-hmm. But we're seeing our members are popping up everywhere. Our Land Academy members saying, you know, yeah, I just sold this. And it's got Wells Fargo. The buyer went to their bank and got a mortgage that's secured by the piece of land. Mm-hmm. So this is the first time for me seeing this in my career. And it's great news because everybody can afford it now.
Right. There's better ways to do it, though. I thought the show was going to be bank financing on land 101. Don't do it.
Oh, really?
That's what I thought. So it happens. It's out there. But
well, the summary is,
I guess it depends on what... Are you the long-term person?
On the acquisition side, yeah. I think it doesn't make any sense at all. Forget it. When you go to buy it, private financing is the only way to go. But when you've got it, you got a great deal and it's for sale, and there's, you know, a young couple driving down from Chicago to take a look at your property in Arkansas,
right?
And they're thinking about moving or putting a second home on it. It makes complete sense to inform them that, you know, wherever they do their banking,
this exists.
Just make a call.
Yeah. You know, I was going to say too, here's one of the things. Say you're doing what we do, right? On the front end, you're buying it to turn around and resell it. The last thing you need is a bank now weighing in on the transaction. Talk about slowing things down.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard enough with escrow and the, you know, hangups right now that things are slowed down, but it sure helps when you can say, hey, don't worry about the money. It's going to be all cash. This guy over here is going to wire it when you tell me when. That's how it goes with the private funding. It does not go that way with a bank. Here, could you imagine? Here's the conversation. Hi, Carol at Title One. So when you're ready, just call Susie at Bank America and she's going to wire that right over. Nope. She'll even answer the phone and wire it right now with you there. It's like, not going to happen.
Like many,
I'll do it, but they won't. Yeah.
Like many topics on the show, it's just something that you need to be aware of. That financing property through a conventional means on the sell side with you as a seller and your buyer going to get financing is rearing its head now. Mm-hmm. So just be aware of it. There's nothing better than having a neighbor call you and say, you only want $35,000 for this? Where do I send the money? Mm-hmm. That's your ultimate goal.
Right. After you own it.
Yeah.
Right. By the way, a side note, what else should we be aware of? Like wearing seatbelts is important. Like we have your.
It's like, you don't have to do it. Well, maybe you do.
The dad in you jumped in and like was giving a little advice. You need to be aware, son. What else? I'm not going to get. This is a G-rated show, so I can't say the obvious things.
There's a difference between heavy drinking and being an alcoholic.
There's that. You need to be aware of that.
You need to figure which one of those might be you.
Let's see. Women, I'm going to give a woman one you need to be aware of.
Well, you just said this morning. Wait,
if he's sleeping on his parents' couch, might not want to date him. Need to be aware of that.
Here's my impression of Jill drinking her coffee this morning. Oh, no, there's a real big difference between the guy you bring home when you're 16 yep. and the guy that you bring home when you're 22.
Yep. That's exactly what I said.
What are the differences, Jill?
Every woman listening goes, oh, yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah, totally.
Well, fill
me
in.
You know what? The guy you bring home at 16 is in a band. That's it. That's all it is. And it's a crappy band. And it's in somebody's garage. And they're trying to get going. But he's still in a band. And you're all into that. That's the guy you're after at 16. At 22, you're like, well, that was a waste of 3 years. Because he's still on his parents' couch. He's still in somebody's garage. And they still have not cut that single. But they're getting closer.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
What happens at 22, then?
At 22, you come up for air, and you're like, I'm not wasting any time now. I got some goals. I got to get going here. There's some things I want to do and things I want to see and houses I want to buy and achievements I want to accomplish. So, and you look around and realize, now I'm looking for the steady guy who had his own place and probably has a good haircut.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know.
What about 32?
Oh. Huh, that's very interesting. The guy at 32? As a woman with a guy at 32, actually that's probably the best age because in a perfect world, they've got their career locked down. They probably are paying off their own mortgage. I like this.
Now we're getting somewhere.
They've running out a couple rooms to some buddies because they're smart, making some money there. And then at some point, when everybody's ready to settle down, they can just ask the roommates to move out. You think I'm kidding?
You really thought about this.
I do. And there you go.
You know, here's the man side of that.
Okay, good.
At 32, you asked your buddies to move out. The house is a disaster. And so,
well, then the girl remodels. I forgot that part.
That's a man's nightmare, Jill. You don't want a woman coming in and changing everything.
No. Well, if you have to, how about this? She won't remodel, but she'll call in a cleaning crew. Can I do that?
Of course.
Okay. That's we'll at least do that. Give it a good clean.
Remodel.
Well, how about I didn't mean remodel. Let me leave it on this. I meant repair the holes in the walls.
Okay.
I can live
with that.
Thank you.
Maybe change the carpet out. But not pink and stuff.
That would be helpful. Oh, goodness, no. No.
Just women want to come in and change everything.
Oh, no. You know, I just want to make sure. You know what? I didn't mean remodel. I meant make it habitable.
Okay. That I understand.
Thank you. All right. Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the Land Academy Show is called On-Site Land Improvements Never Pencil Out. Said another way, doing stuff to your land after you buy it to make more money almost doesn't ever make sense. Just resell it in the same situation, same condition.
Noted.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Jill and I just got a new teleprompter, and I'm just excited as hell.
I know. I'm so happy. Hey, I want to say real quick, I'm going to share that phone number I didn't share. So seriously, we are ready. I mean, we are ready, available. I have a team set up. I've got money set up. When we mean it, when we say no good deal should go to waste. So you can call this number, 480-855-0045. So 480-855-0045. That's Land Academy Land Funding. And by the way, if you need access to any sort of ownership or property details, including owner phone numbers and FEMA flood map overlays, check out NeighborScoop or ParcelFact.com. Created by investors, that's us, for investors like you.
We're Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.